Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Greetings once again in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior, King Jesus. We thank the presence of the Holy Spirit in our midst as we greet all the listeners at Radio Pulpit ngegama lika Jesu Christ wase Nazareth. Our scripture reading silapha ku Acts chapter 13 verse 1 to 4. Ifundeka kanje NIV translation. It in the church of Antioch there were prophets and the teachers Barnabas, Simeon called Niker, Lucius of Cyrene, Manin, who had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul. While they were worshipping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, "Set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them." So after they had fasted and prayed, they placed their hands on them and sent them off. Silibonge izwi likaNkulunkulu ekuseni kwanamhlanje. Now today, our title of the message is setting apart, to be set apart. Uma silibheka leli lizwi laphayana kuverse 1 wakhona, sithola ukuthi lenza i-introduction, and the introduction iyasitshela ukuthi, where were they? Bebese Antioch, and we remember ukuthi izwi kaNkulunkulu liyasitshela ukuthi Antioch was the first place lapha abaqala ukubiza amaKristu ukuthi amaChristians. Before the way they used to call them the people of the way, and manje mabezobebiza amaKristu ukuthi laba bafana naKristu, they thought they were mocking them, and they never understood ukuthi they were kuthwani bebe affirma into ekhulunywa yizwi likaNkulunkulu, and izwi likaNkulunkulu elisho ukuthi make bonakala siyofana naye. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje uverse 1 wakhona again uzama ukuthi asibonise ama nations ebekhona laphayana. Uma sibheka lapho likhuluma nango Lucius of Cyrene, and likhuluma nango CM called Niker. Siyathola ukuthi eCyrene it's in Africa. And at the same time, there's Simeon called Niker, meaning that he was a black man. And at the same time, uma sibheka, sithola ukuthi uLucia of Cyrene, siyakhumbula ukuthi umuntu owathwalisa uJesu isiphambano, it was a man from Cyrene, which is in Africa. Manje lana uma silibheka ke, sithola ukuthi khona kuverse 1 wakhona, lisasitshela ukuthi abantu ababelapho. Why was it important ukuthi lisitshele ukuthi out of the fourfold, how many ministries were there? Isitshele ukuthi there were prophets and the teachers. We know ukuthi uJesu Kristu mayinyukele ezulwini wanikeza the prophets, wanikeza the teachers, the pastors, the evangelists, wanikeza the apostles, the fivefold ministries. But here, the three pastors is totally, sithola only the prophets and the teachers. And at the same time, asimtholi evangelists ayibekwanga, ama pastors awabekanga, the apostles awabekanga, which are the fivefold ministries. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje, lokho kuyasibonisa ukuthi, okay, sithola ukuthi manje, sithola ukuthi i-evangelist was already there, and that evangelist kwaku Philip, ngoba izwi kaNkulunkulu yasitshela ukuthi the Philip the evangelist. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje sibona izwi kaNkulunkulu lithi set apart for me, the Holy Spirit said, set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work I have called them. Manje sikhuluma namhlanje ngokuthi being set apart. Now it is the beginning manje yokuthi kube nama apostle in the New Testament. Ngani ngoba uku the Old Testament, when we read Matthew chapter 10, sithola ukuthi verse 1 wakhona usitshela ngabafundi ababeyi 12 babalwa ngamagama. Kuverse 2 wakhona liyasitshela ukuthi they were sent out and they were called apostles, meaning that the word apostle means just to be sent out. Manje lana we find out ukuthi now the ministry yacibeka in the New Testament. Ngoba esikhathini esiningi people will tell you ukuthi abafundi bakaJesu bebe ama apostles bebe 10 kuphela, but uJesu Kristu kwakwenzeke yini ukuthi uJesu Kristu make vuka kwabafileyo enyukele ezulwini uma ngabe already seke bakhethile abapostile abapostile why he had to repeat this ngoba ku Matthew chapter 10 ku verse 1 uthi wakhona liyababizwa ukuthi abapostile but after i resurrection ngoba there's a new dispensation akusayi uIsrayeli kuphela ngoba laba bantu wayebathuma ku Matthew chapter 10 wayethuma abantu kwaIsrayeli that is why abatshela ukuthi bangayi kwezinye izizwe ngani ngoba abakanikezwe igunya lokuthi uJesu Kristu aye kwezinye izizwe but uma evuka kwabafileyo uthi authority has been given in heaven and in earth. Now you can go to other nations. And we see ukuthi the very nation that were fasted and praying here, they were nation not only Israel. There were other nations from Africa. There were other nations from other places. Meaning that uNkulunkulu wayesay iyandisa lento ukuthi manje sekuthunywa manje nezinye izizwe zihambe zoshumayela leli vangeli manje ekseni kwanamhlanje sibheke le ndaba ukuthi manje bayakhishwa iHoly Spirit lithi leli lizwi while they were worshiping the Lord and fasting the Holy Spirit said set apart Barnabas for me for the work I've called them to do manje babizwe umoyo ingcwele obabizela emsebenzini ababizele wona uyazi ngithanda ukuthi uma sibheka lana lithi the when they were fasted and praying sithola ukuthi noJesu uma uJesu ozokhetha abafundi bakhe uJesu Kristu had to spend a night prayer praying unto God before ezokhetha abafundi bakhe manje sibheke lana ukuthi kukhona into ekufanele siyifunde ngoba namhlanje emabandleni ethu sithatha noma ubani we have been prayed about it ngoba umuntu othile you see am favora umuntu othile ukhipha imali umuntu othile wenza kanje bese thina siyaqala ke manje siyambeka izandla kanti lo muntu aka osimbeke thina is uthi umpostoli Paul do not be hasty in laying of hands ngani ngoba sometimes we are hasty in laying of hands sibona imisebenzi yabantu abayenzayo ngaphandle and yet when God looks at them he looks ngoba izwi kaNkulunkulu lithi ubheka inhliziyo zethu ngoba uNkulunkulu ubheka ama motive thina singabona imisebenzi engaphandle bese si inspire yiyo simbeka isandla umuntu sesimbekile isandla kanti uNkulunkulu ubheka inhliziyo yakhe i motive yalo muntu ukuthi i motive yakhe ekwenzeni kuko konke lokho i motive engekho right manje ekseni kwanamhlanje sithola ukuthi now these two uBarnabas no Sauli, they are being set apart. Uthi umoya ingcwele. Uthi set apart for me. Manje uma sithi set apart, we are being set apart for the work umoya ingcwele asibizele wona. Uyabona uma esibiza umoya ingcwele, set us apart. There's a specific job, there's a specific work asibizela yona as individually. Akasibizeli sometimes into efanayo. Manje noma kubizile, ekubize ngokuthi umfundisi, kubafundisi bonke, kunezinto azibekile kubo. Nabantu abahlukene ngoba abantu abafani nabantu abafani emabandleni akufana kukhona amabandla athile namabandla athile uyabona njengoba futhi sibheka even in the Old Testament uma sibheka indaba ka Isaiah sibheke futhi indaba ka Mika they were prophesying in the same time but when we look at it the other one was a major prophet and the other one was a minor prophet and this one was prophesying to the kings and this one was sent to the lower people or the poor people but uNkulunkulu and a message ka Jesu Kristu kubo bonke ngani ngoba manje uma sizobheka ukuthi mina into ngifuna kuyenza kanje ngifuna ukufana nalelabandla ngifuna ukwenza njengalelabandla ubone ngathi into oyenza incane you'll be missing it ngoba uNkulunkulu kukhona abantu ababizele to be mega churches and yilezi sometimes some of us siyazi ukuthi abanye abantu khona izinto abazenzayo to be mega but kukhona ukuthi umoya ongcwele kube huye ongezelela ibandla kungasimi izamo yomuntu kuyimikhuleko engezelela ibandla ngoba kusiyonke amabandla amakhulu ahamba ngokuthi ayothwala amanye amabandla angezelela umoya ongcwele manje uSathane unento yokumokha amokhe umoya ongcwele ukuthi manje makandise ibandla abanye bathi hayi bathwele laba bantu manje ngithanda ukuthi ekuseni kwanamhlanje in order for us ukuthi sikhone ukuyenza into kaNkulunkulu kahle ukuthi singenzi competition ngani ngoba uNkulunkulu in the Old Testament ebebe nama major and a minor prophets prophesying at the same time and having their different messages ngoba kukhona lapha laba bathumela khona kukhona laba manje namhlanje that is why kugcwele competition that is why abantu belibele ukuthi who has set us apart it's not us it's not the pastor who are laying hands upon us but it is the Holy Spirit manje ngithi abathunyayo nakulaba ababeka izandla manje siyathola ukuthi kudingeka ukuthi sazi umehluko walezi zinto ngani ngoba we can make a blunder yokuthi manje senze competition siyabafundisi ngamabandla bese nathi senze competition again yokufuna ukubeka abantu abangabekwa izandla ngoba sibona abantu ngaphandle abangabekwa ngomoya ongcwele izandla ababekwe yithi ngani ngoba si-impresswa izinto abazenzayo but umoya ongcwele engababizanga manje for into ethile angisho ukuthi uNkulunkulu akasibizanga uNkulunkulu we are all being called but we are not all called to be in the fivefold some people they are called nje bantu ukwenza izinto ezithile phakathi ebandleni manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje ngithola ukuthi manje sikhuluma ngokuba to be set apart ukuthi laba bantu umoya ongcwele batshela umoya ongcwele aba attractwanga izinto abazenzayo or imali abayilethayo but the Holy Spirit is them what is set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them manje lithi leli lizwi so after they have fasted and prayed they place their hands on them so we see ukuthi two things abazenzile when they were fasting and praying the Holy Spirit gave them the message but it never ended up there they had to fast and pray again and confirm this and then lay hands upon them manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje uNkulunkulu from the beginning of time uNkulunkulu wakwenza ukuthi ababize abantu ngoba uma sibheka ezwini likaNkulunkulu sithola ukuthi nangu no kuGenesis chapter 12 siyayazi indaba kaAbraham ukuthi uNkulunkulu wambiza uAbraham lithi leli lizwi Genesis chapter 12 kuverse 1 the Lord had said to Abraham leave your country and your people and your father's household and go to the land which I will show you. Now, uNkulunkulu was setting Abraham apart. Ngani ngoba uthi, kuye, leave your country. Manje, go country, we know each and any country or each and every area. There's a demonic power that controls that place. Manje uNkulunkulu wayemkhipha lapho and at the same time emkhipha nakubantu bakubo ngoba there are these family ties ezisibophayo kuma families ethu sometimes izinto uNkulunkulu angajabuleli zona manje lana uthi uNkulunkulu kuAbraham and your father's household kusho ukuthi kufather's household the word genealogical cases ezikhona now uNkulunkulu is setting him apart ubani uAbraham manje lana sikhuluma ngokuthi umoya ongcwele he set apart uBarnabas noSaul for the work ababizele yona. Manje sebephumile. siyathola ukuthi sebephumile bangcwele sithola ukuthi izwi kaNkulunkulu babekwa izandla manje esikhathini esiningi abantu nje bayazenzela bayayiphumela bengabekwanga izandla and yet the word of God iyasitshela lapha kuthi lapha ku Numbers chapter 27 kuverse 18 ukuthi uMo uNkulunkulu watshela uMoses ukuthi makabeke ubani makabeke uJoshua izandla and the reason masingicela ukuthi sifunde lapha ku Numbers chapter 27 ku verse 18 wakhona lithi leli lizwi verse 18 so the Lord said to Moses take Joshua son of Nun a man in whom is a spirit and lay your hand on him make him to stand before Eleazar the priest and the entire assembly and commission him in the presence. Give him some of your authority so that the whole Israel community will obey him. Manje the purpose yokuthi kubekwe izandla uma siphuma siphumela umsebenzi kaNkuluNkulu ukuthi sibe neauthority yokuma sibe neauthority esitholile uma sibekwa izandla and siyayithola not only that siyayithola futhi lento laphayana kumanyumeri uchapter 8 wakhona ukuthi manje lento yokubeka izandla ibingaqali ngalaba nakumunyumeri chapter 8 lithi izikaNkulunkulu kuverse 10 to 11 wakhona lithi you are to bring the Levites before the Lord and the Israel are to lay their hands on them Aaron is to present the Levite before the Lord as a wave offering from the Israelites so that they may be ready to do the work of the Lord. Manje uma sibekwa izandla sibekela ukuthi it's like they are activating us to be ready ukuthi siwenze umsebenzi kaNkuluNkulu. Kusho ukuthi sihamba sigqokile. Sigqokiswa umoya ongcwele ukuthi sikhone ukwenza lo msebenzi njengoba manje lapho besifunda khona kwincwadi yezenzo liyasitshela ukuthi so after they had fasted and prayed they placed their hands on them and they sent them out manje sebebathumile laba bantu bephumela umoya ongcwele ngithanda ukuthi ukukhona iblunder abayenza bona iblunder nathi sometimes esizenzayo uma uNkulunkulu esibizele umsebenzi wakhe sihamba endleleni sikhohlwe ukuthi asibizwanga ngabantu sibizwe umoya ongcwele manje iblunder abayenza siyayithola lapha kwincwadi yezenzo chapter 16 ukuthi manje lithi leli lizwi uma silifunda kuverse 6 wakhona lithi Paul and his companion traveled through the region of Pyga and Galatia had been kept by the Holy Spirit from preaching the word in province of Asia. When they came to the border of Mysia, they tried to enter. They tried to enter and the Holy Spirit refused, would not allow them. So they passed by Mysia and went down to Troas. During the night, Paul and his had a vision of a man of Macedonia standing and begging him, come over in Macedonia and help us. Manje siyabona la, kuverse 6 wakhona. Ukuthi manje bebefuna ukuzenzela. Befuna ukuya labona bebonela khona. And le ndawo yase-Asia bebefuna ukuya kuyo, kuse-China. Yile namhlanje esithi Mongolia. Babefuna ukuya lapho, umoya ongcwele engabathumanga lapho. Lithi izikaNkulunkulu wavala umoya ongcwele, wathi aniyilapho. Manje ngithanda ukuthi ekuseni, kwanamhlanje, uma umoya ongcwele sibizile, kukhona indawo asibizele kuzo, kukhona into asibizele yona, ekudingeka ukuthi sibe nendlebe kamoya. Ngani ngoba singenza iblanda eziningi ekufanele ukuthi nathi singazenzi abacishe bazenza manje at the same time siyathola ukuthi umizwe kaNkuluNkulu ungalifunda ngabo laba abathi set apart uBarnabas noSaul siyakhumbula ukuthi uSaul after seke beke izandla mawufunda akasabizwa ngokuthi uSaul sekuthi uPaul and manje into futhi abayenza ukuyothatha uJohn Mark bahambe naye engani ngoba uyisihlobo sikaBarnabas ngiyazi into yenza ukuthi manje usawi uPaul baxabane nani baxabane bobabili laba bantu ababizwe umoya engcwele manje kukhona izinto esizenzayo ezingenza ukuthi kube ne division even nanamhlanje sayobona ama division emabandleni ngoba kukhona izinto esizenzayo umoya engcwele angathanga ukuthi sizenze may God help us sazi ukuthi sibiziwe asibizwa ngabantu sibizwe umoya engcwele but that does not mean we don't have to be submissive we've got to be submissive kubantu abaNkulunkulu ababeke baba ngaphezu kwethu ngoba kukhona abantu abathi nami ngumbiziwe ngumfundisa ngeke azangitshele the holy spirit is there uNkulunkulu asenze kahle ekuseni kwanamhlanje ngegama lika Jesu wase Nazareth amen
the words of the lord are words of life Your heart is on 657 AM. 657 AM, Radio for Believers in Action.